The project development has been going on for a long time, but the actual construction will start later this year with the assistance of our partners in government, in the PURC and in the Energy Commission. We can start construction this year, and that will mean we'll be generating electricity in 2016. We built a very similar project in South Africa, and from beginning to end, it took 15 months to build, but we were generating electricity and exporting after 10 months. The cost is $525 million. We need to be partners in this. They are our partners. That's what today is about. We want to find out what the needs of the community are and how we can help. What they should expect from us is that we will be, our vision and our values are that we respect everybody that we deal with, and we do everything as safely as possible.
The company will provide the corporate social responsibility to provide schools, good roads, markets, hospitals for the rural communities according to their scale of preference. Somehow, this will alleviate the pressure on the district assembly to provide rural amenities for their community. The project is going to cover about 20,000 acres. Several communities are going to be involved. These 20,000 acres that I spoke about are farmland. They are not going to be adversely affected. Rather, they will benefit because in spite of the project, farming will still continue.
The only raw material is the wind. And to not affect farming activities, neither will it affect the people who undertake the farming.